And here's what's so glorious. Those who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, when they leave the earth, when they die, really, they don't die. Jesus promised us, he says, those who belong to him will live forever and will never see death. It's in numerous places, especially in the book of John. Okay, so we will never die. How glorious that is, that we get to be with God our entire life on the earth, the greatest privilege a human could ever have. And then, when we leave the earth, we don't die, we go to this glorious presence of God forever. We go to heaven, God's home, and we're in his glorious presence, the presence of Jesus, which is beyond human description. So glorious he can't be put into human words. And we are in his presence forever. Forever. This is incredible. But there's the other side. For those who don't know Jesus Christ, it's a scary thing what they're facing for eternity. I'll just go ahead and say it. Those who die on the earth and don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior will go to hell forever. It's a place of fire, torment, unimaginable torment and suffering, a place of where they will burn, eternal death, where they will burn continually in fire forever. And it's so awful and horrible it can't be put into human words. That's what they face. You think we who are Christians need to be out preaching the gospel? Yes. Yes, we do. And we need, you know, we need to do everything we can within reason. You know, God's not putting pressure on us in terms of, you know, that's a whole different subject. But this is serious. Okay, someone on the earth who doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, even just in the natural, okay, death is not a good thing, is it? I mean, they're going to die. We're all going to die one day. I still remember Billy Graham's message, one message that I heard him give. I didn't hear a lot. He said, everyone's going to die. Everyone on the earth. Okay, so they're facing death. Well, come to Jesus Christ. He's the way, the truth, the life. He is the answer. Amen. But to think that, I mean, hell is so awful. And so immediately, people who are unsaved, they immediately cross-question God. How could there be a hell? How could he allow anyone to go to hell? That's not a God of love. That's not the... Who are we to cross-question him? We cannot cross-question the Almighty God. We should be silent. Here I am talking. But we should humble ourselves before him. And when we do, that's how we have a relationship with him. It's so simple. I mean, that's just common sense. There's a higher power. Someone doesn't ever have to hear the gospel. They don't have to have a Bible. It's glorious that we have a Bible and we revere it. It's the holy word of God. But someone doesn't have to have a Bible to find God. They could just go directly to him, and he's the higher power. They humble themselves before him, and truth will come into their spirit. They will find, they might call him my Savior. Glory to God. Glory to God. Everyone can find God, from the highest to the lowest, from the richest to the poorest, from the most educated to the most uneducated. He's made himself available to every person on the earth. Isn't that glorious? Okay, I want to give some good news that I was listening to some teachings on the radio from a more of a Protestant evangelical teachings, and one of the ministers gave a message about hell. And so I've been mentioned that not many people are talking about hell, even though Jesus Christ talked about hell more than he did about heaven. But This preacher gave a great presentation. He talked about how hell will be thrown into the lake of fire in the end times and so forth. This is serious. Heaven and hell. It's the two sides. We have the choice, God or self, God or the enemy. If somebody doesn't come to Jesus Christ, they're in the enemy's camp. Okay? Good, evil, heaven, hell. There's two sides. It's just two sides. And it's the same thing. I mean, isn't that, get this, truth is parallel, right? God's truth is parallel. So there's faith and then there's fear. Let's just have faith. You know, there's we can fault find with others and with God. We all need to work on that. Or we can praise God and declare God is good all the time. Amen. He is. He's a good God. He's a great God. His greatness is unsearchable. His goodness endures continually. His mercy endures forever. Amen. Amen.